This is Flow and Vent Radio. Flow and Vent Radio. With Rob, Mike, and Mike.
Yep.
What's up?
What's going on?
Wow, we all five of us actually said something in the beginning.
And the other two will be quiet for the rest of the podcast.
That's just too high not to.
Don't
make a laugh.
For the record,
what's happened in besides the Rona Chronicles right now and the wind?
Oh, the goddamn Rona.
There's a lot has happened.
More insulted we don't have Ronas right now.
No.
I tell
what are you?
Mikey.
Oh, Coronas.
Oh, Coronas. Oh.
I was about to punch you in the throat.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You do have a sixth sense of humor. The last podcast dating back to when we came back from Ohio, this one drops the... that comment that we had to work around a little bit. Oh.
He did.
That was him.
He did. I was thinking it. Mikey verbalized it.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Say that. Can't say that. Get put right on a list.
Well, at least you're still essential.
It's always essential. Thank God for essential employees.
So, yeah.
So...
Where do you want to start?
Was it rolling? March was our last one?
February.
Shit.
March. Time's flying.
Let's see. What'll be it?
Well, we've been quarantined.
We've had some fires, though.
Yeah, we have had fires.
Some fires.
Work fires, volley fires.
Work fires.
Is it just me?
Car accident fire?
I did.
I'm just saying car accident. Yeah. You had the pin job by our house.
Oh, yeah, yeah. 17. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That?
They all know.
But,
the people know.
They all know.
Yeah, working man. Chief, the people know.
But we had the big one. We had the little one. I had a little one.
I had a little. Well,
you had a,
listen,
you had,
I,
you, I had a little one.
Baby one.
I had a little
I had,
one.
I had a standard.
We had, there was the big one.
Oh.
You had
humongous over there.
Huge. You had a little medium sized one.
Yeah, I'd say it's a good.
I mean, it was all right.
Get your feet wet.
Yeah, there was some water being flown. There was some smoke.
There's some
in my
flowing.
Face.
Slow on the venting.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it was a little bit. We did not send a bend.
No, we tried. We reached out to figure out what the reason behind that was, and it's been rectified. Mm. Why the bend was not sent.
Did we make open?
We made open.
I didn't make open.
Not me. I made open in my trunk.
Hey, you did open the hatchback. That was cute.
Oh, hee haw, green light.
I opened
the garage door open.
I opened a window.
Oh, no, okay.
The garage door.
That's going to go
we could talk
viral.
About that in a minute. Yeah. Viral.
Soon.
You love to say that word. Nothing
viral.
Like shit ever goes viral.
Well, it's Corona season. Viral.
It's got a few words.
No
viral
one else. No,
Mark.
There's nothing else to listen to, so people are just like, are you guys going to do another one?
Yeah.
Rob makes other stuff go viral.
We've run out of Spotify songs.
This is getting...
What's getting... What happened?
No, I'm just saying. We got... I can see the... we're good.
Now we're good?
We're good.
Can you hear us now?
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Oh, yeah. Mike's here. Mike's alive.
Oh, well, Mike caught a fire.
A little
LT action.
Oh, we
actually
caught a fire.
Two.
Yeah, you had two. Yeah.
Yeah, I missed that other one.
I missed your first one. I missed it too. We took a...
I did not miss
the
it.
The pickup.
I just wasn't called. Squad!
Dude, those brakes did not work.
Well...
We missed the other one, though.
We did make it the other one.
All right, so where? What do we want to kick off? Well, I want to just say something quick with the Rona.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost one of our. I lost one of my guys at work. That we spread around. Izzy, fucking kid. You know, good dude. I know there's nothing you can say after the fact, but wash your fucking hands. Shit happens. The shit's real. Believe it. You know, however you want to look at it, but
just use common sense.
It's just, yeah. Behind the scenes, like, he supported us a lot. You know, he'd always DM the page questions, shit that, you know, we wouldn't bring up at work. He would talk through the page, and it was rough. It's still rough. And if you're in a department that's able to do a socially distanced memorial or funeral procession or whatever you want to call it, you know, just remember the guys that weren't able to do it in the beginning of the Rona. So, yeah, this is why we're here. This is why the fire service still exists and the brotherhood and everything you want to label it. It's real. I mean, yeah. I'm sure more will come out in time, but yeah.
I'm sure it will.
That's all I got to say about that for now.
Yeah, any department that lost somebody, it sucks.
Yeah. Especially young.
Yeah.
He was killing, fucking kicking ass.
There's been a lot of them.
Up here, we lost an assistant.
Yep.
Yeah.
We lost the assistant.
But at the same time, on the flip side, we've had a lot of good stories. Guys,
yeah, guys have got recovering. Guys have beat it.
Yep. Beat it, recovering, so doing the right
always,
things.
You know, unfortunately, with dark times, there's always bright at the end. They're in at a tunnel. Yeah. But
it's just getting through these quarantine days.
There's the wind.
Can't answer bad. Or is it howling?
Howling. Hey. Hello. Hello.
If you guys couldn't tell, we're outside right now.
6 feet apart, socially distanced. Enjoying, with a heat strap mask as
enjoying
our
some
muffle
socially
device on the microphone. So yes, it will be harder to hear us today.
We just couldn't sit in the house anymore.
But you know, you guys
let's talk about some fires.
Yeah, let's just get into some non-depressing shit.
Let's talk about some fires.
Let's start. What was the first one? Who had the first? You had a little rumor, right?
No, I did.
He Which
did.
One was yours?
That was the one.
The one right, you were, after. Right after the extrication. The one I had. You came to it.
Oh, okay. The better one.
Yeah, better.
Was that electric?
Yeah.
April?
No,
electric.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah.
Yeah. The mattress.
April. Yeah.
I was going to buy a house next door.
Early April. Like,
that was the start.
April.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little guy. First dude line did a hell of a job.
Actually,
guys got on guys on that engine, got that line
textbook,
in service real.
Per
it
se.
Was tech it, per, se. Per se. You know, little things were critiqued by myself. I critiqued myself with stupid stuff, but textbook guys got that line in service.
Yep.
In the front door right away, and you know had a majority of the fire knocked down
quick. By the time I walked up, and I lived a block away.
It was just checking for extension at that point because we thought it actually. Got down.
Yeah.
It was it was a textbook fire.
Matt was able to pull the fast board on that
one. Ooh, Matt, there is a picture on Instagram of Matt.
Yeah, they saw it.
Matt holding the old fast board. There you go. Little,
hashtag will travel.
I mean, hashtag you'll travel.
oh, touche.
it was a textbook fire. Not textbook, but
training paid off.
Yes.
People kept their shit cool, I noticed.
Shit,
it went well.
It went real well, you know. Apparatus placement went well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know, it was a tight street. You guys could all attest to that, but we were able to get two engines, a truck, first due in there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you guys were close with, you know, on the, you know, the fast team, and your engine wasn't far off the bat.
We pulled in literally with that.
Yeah, so this breeze is going to kill us, ain't it?
Yeah, but you know what, people? If you want to stick through with us...
Stick through.
You will hear some good
stuff.
Because
we're sitting outside today because it's way too nice out to be inside.
We are slowly investing in some good equipment, so...
Let's see, what do we have after that?
Taxpayer.
Yeah. That was a good fire.
That was a
good fire.
From an individual... Or I'm going to take it from the standpoint of studying the building construction on a taxpayer like that with an alleyway behind... Hold on, we're going to...
We're making too much noise.
It's fine.
Boom. Is it rubbing?
Now
it's not
good.
Going nowhere now.
From a taxpayer fire, you know, it's good.
Oh, it went.
You know, it was fire. We had a fire.
They did. You know, their engine was there pretty quick too. I mean,
You're paid. You got to be there quick.
It's not our fire, and we're not gonna sit here Monday morning quarterback it because, you know, we weren't there on arrival, so we can't.
Yeah,
sit
we
there.
Don't know. They
we still... can't sit and say, oh well, I would have done this differently. I would have done that differently. I would have done this differently. Because, you know, you can Monday morning quarterback all you want, but it's not right.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, you Monday morning quarterback that fire, somebody's going to Monday morning quarterback yours and make you look like an asshole.
And that's not who we are?
And that's not, that's not
and
what we do.
We don't keep it like that. So, Mike on the squad, your little bedroom job, how was that?
It seemed pretty basic. I mean, by the time we even showed up, it was pretty much under control.
All right, next subject.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, so yours was next.
Yeah, so I
think his was next.
I experienced a... First time as
Your
a
first
chief
IC,
officer
yeah.
of an actual fire.
First IC jobs.
I got, I mean, you guys could be, so straight up, I know my one critique was I didn't use a channel that we are supposed to use in a mutual aid, but at the same time, I think we have too many channels. I'm starting to feel that. Too many. And I'll tell you why. Two channels are good. A response channel to give directions to the rigs and an operations
that's
channel.
That's what we have. Think about it.
Yeah, but I'm saying our configuration... We're using Fire 1 on for your routine calls, fire alarms. When you're not mutual aid level, you're always using every town for the most part. You're using Response 1 when your truck responds for a fire alarm.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm critiquing myself where I didn't jump over to using the truck channel.
Yeah,
I
see,
use
like,
the main channel that everybody monitors at the same point.
I mean, I won't.
That's my biggest learning point. There was I think we should have
when a discussion. When it comes in our mutual aid association, when I think about it, when it comes to fires in our mutual aid association, you have three channels.
Yeah.
You're using a response channel, you're using your operations channel, and then you have the fire channel, but
it's
the fire channel is mainly for standby companies. It's for your staging. Think about it. Because the desk is in service. You know, I think the biggest problem we have is we have repetitive channels.
That's what I'm saying. So, like the way I was using Fire One, everybody knows where we're from. Fuck it. I was using it almost as a response. So like you were pulling up, you can't, but I did and it worked.
Yeah,
I got lucky.
You got lucky. That's the problem. You got lucky.
Because at the same time,
not for nothing.
How, like, you can't, listen, bro, you can't manage three radio channels.
Oh, I can do
that. Well, we got a little sausage. Everybody's phones are pinging.
Sausage.
Oh, no, Jobs.
A little sausage.
A little rescue sauce. but, like, for me, I think it went well because I knew the company's coming in. I knew y'all listened to Fire One, which, again, I don't want to say it's complacency. That's knowing your guys. You're knowing your mutual aid, and I heard the voices that are coming in. I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent.
No, it
worked.
It is what it is.
For that event. It could have been worse. It is what it is. But again, it comes down to training. Realistically, we're not training on switching over to that truck channel. We always use the one channel.
I see. That's training on yours.
Agreed.
Because, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but you get in one of my trucks, you're going mutual aid, the first thing an officer does is change the channel.
Oh, no, I agree. And that's what I'm saying. For me, being a new white hat, when I ride the rig, it was always call in on Fire One, switch over to, for us, we'd be switching to the standard response channel away from what we use. That's what it was, right? It was always like that. For me, that's what I learned. I said, I got out. When I pulled up, I had fucking nice textbook black smoke banking into the street. Right, I had a nice glow in one window. I knew the house we had previous.
I was on the second floor.
I know. I understand. Salty, make salty pants. His helmet turned into a saltine. But you know what I'm saying? Like for me, with my standpoint, like I knew we had fires. I put that on the air. We've had previous fires in that building.
Yeah.
You know, because even that guys, like, I got a couple and nice texts from guys out of the area that used to ride for us that are way out now. They were like, "Yo, hey asshole." You know, not too bad. You're calm, cool, and collected. Don't get me wrong. The accent came in a couple times, and yes, it was the wrong channel, but...
Calm, cool, collected.
Mash, hey?
Yeah.
All right, you know what? The biggest quote that I developed out of that was, you win the Super Bowl, you still throw six interceptions. You got to address the six interceptions. Just because you win the game, you still got to address the issues you had. So, like...
Actually, that's a good quote.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Bill Belichick quote right there.
It did.
Now, if I said six Super Bowls... It'd be different.
Touche.
What are we talking about now?
I don't know. All right, let's talk about the...
I didn't know what happened.
This is going to need a lot of editing, but knowing us, we're not going to edit it. So
things escalated quickly, so I don't know.
So let's get to the one where...
I want to keep talking about yours.
Okay, what else do you want to talk about? All right, so,
North?
I don't know. What do you want to know? What else do you want to know about the... What else do we want to discuss about that one? Truck placement was good.
Truck placement was excellent.
Your engine came in fucking
truck placement
perfect.
Excellent.
You know what?
And it was excellent, I think, on all...
Everybody.
All companies. It wasn't just...
But that came from me screwing up using the wrong channel and
The only truck that was in the wrong spot was mine.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have your truck. You had your engine.
No, but, I had my truck. My gig.
The gig sent it.
Yeah. That was the only truck that was in the wrong spot.
All I know is I was listening to tapes again. All I hear is like, 630 is responding. Where's Mikey? In the window.
Hey, I got that service done quick, didn't I?
Hell yeah.
ISO 1.
But let me be straight up. I also have to give credit to the patrol officers there. Because one of our guys, and I was like, bro, what are you guys? He's like, up here. Okay. You pulled up. Another battalion chief rolled up. Another safety guy rolled up. I said, yo, you're the recon team. Find out what's going up. The engine's pulling in. Meet up. Just take lead the engine in.
Yeah, the guys on the line did a great job. The guys on the line.
So, it worked.
They were right behind us.
Truck companies both,
yes,
were good.
Yeah,
but it comes down to practice again. Oh, oppa!
Oh, hey.
Like I said, I think what I liked about your engine company was, me being on the wrong channel. I'll keep harping on it. That's my biggest learning point was, I didn't hear you call in service.
Who, me or them?
Them. Oh. So I didn't even know. I mean, I knew you're quick. I know whenever we get a job, you guys are, or vice versa. We just have the rule. Just send it. Sunday. So when I came up and I gave him the order to take that hydrant, you know, I hear, oh, that's not our siren. I look around and he's like, we're here. I'm like, well, cancel that. My engine's, my second do engine's job. You're taking over. You beat him in. And it worked. But I think it comes down to what we've mentioned in podcasts maybe over a year now, was just communications. Keep it simple. Say what you want to say, what you want them to do.
Just banging off that quickly is from our fire. one of the trucks coming in was actually calling five. You heard this.
Which fire now?
First or second?
The bigger one. Last weekend.
The bigger one. Okay.
One of the trucks was calling in.
It sounds so salty when you say which fire.
Sus.
Which fire, bud? so many.
One of the trucks was actually calling in. We're 5 minutes out. What do you want us to do? 5 minutes is a long fucking time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what, like, that was a perfect example of it.
Yeah.
You thought this truck was going to arrive first, but guess what? It didn't.
And I'll be straight. One of the companies that were on my second alarm, I didn't hear we're responding. I heard we're on the approach. So exhibit calls in service. And I go, you got the third line. Meet up with operations with the third line. You're going to X. Meanwhile, listening to the tapes, they just called in service. So I was like,
oops. I think.
But again, hold on. Let me add one more thing. With multiple frequencies, multiple bands, and different rigs on different bands, they use the first channel I was using, not the second channel. So I think it's a broader conversation to have.
It's true.
Listen, I know Salty McSalty Pants over here that's been chief for 30 years and 30 fires. And 30 hoarding fires
diapers,
and
huh?
30 fatals. He's good. He gets it. But it should be a, you know me. It should be a continuous conversation. Oh, Jesus, boy. Christmas! He's like Mariano Rivera here throwing those cans.
I know exactly what you're saying. When it comes down to it, though, if you like read the SOGs in the mutual aid associations,
right?
Doesn't matter which one you're in.
You should be.
This
on
is
X.
What you should be. I don't give a shit if your radio can talk to fucking Mars. I don't care. That's great.
Be on the right channel.
If you want to talk to me going to a fire, be on this channel.
Correct.
If you don't want to talk to me,
don't call.
Don't call.
Don't come.
Don't be on the channel, and then when you get there, I'll go.
Okay, park.
Okay.
Stage.
Come up to me. What do you want us to do?
Come in on a reduced stage.
I want you to go be fucking fireman. That's what I want you to do.
And that's,
I think I told you that once.
And that's. Yeah. No. Oh no, that no, I'm not no, gonna bring
Matt,
that.
I think I told.
I'm not gonna bring that one up. You want us to take a hydrant? So I got it.
No, it's...
I'm sorry.
Listen, you're gonna critique everything, and that's the whole point.
You
of
have
fire
to.
Service. You have to.
I think that's
you
half the battle.
You can't.
Guys
just,
don't want to talk.
You can't just have a. You can't have a house fire, a commercial fire, a trash can fire, an extrication. I don't give a shit if a backyard's on fire. You put it out, everyone gets a high five, crispy, maybe an elbow now because the Rona. You know, everyone got their face mask on, but you can't forget about it.
Yeah.
You got to talk about it. And I know it gets people in trouble, but that's why I love helmet cams.
Yeah.
I love GoPros.
Because it's there. You watch it, Taylor, go, oh, my man.
The best story. The fire we talked about earlier, the one in April, the taxpayer in a village. One of my guys borrowed somebody's helmet because her helmet was out getting decon from the extrication. Oh, the flashlight. Let me turn it on. Oh, it must be dead. Turn his helmet cam on.
Oh, no way.
She has, from us pulling out of the firehouse to basically us, till the helmet cam died.
Nice.
Great video.
Right.
Critique. We can sit down, watch it, and see everything we did.
Right.
What can we do better? What do we need to train on and do better on?
Right.
What did we excel at? And that's why I love helmet cams. I love GoPros. Yes, it gets people in trouble because, you know what? Sometimes, I'll say it, we all don't think. Sometimes we do something where we try to skate by, or we do something we know we shouldn't. Somebody sees it and they post it, and it
turns to shit.
Exactly.
But like you said,
the same time is use it for the better.
Educational.
Exactly. You know,
learn from it.
100%. You know, you can now see everything that you do, and you can interact.
Right. And like you said, listen, the NFL sports, they always watch.
Everybody
footage.
Watch game tape.
So what's the difference with us not watching tape? You know, instead of, oh, brother, you did it.
The problem with
us. Like, come on,
the,
man.
The problem with our, the problem with us
it's
is...
It's
full board. The
and the alphabet soup wants to get
you. It ends up on YouTube. It ends up on YouTube. It ends up on Instagram. It ends up on Facebook.
And we're...
It ends up on Snapchat, which is all fine. Listen, we've talked about this in one of our earlier podcasts. Social media could be your best friend and or your worst enemy. I mean, look at our social media. If it wasn't for our Instagram, nobody would know who the fuck we are.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Let's not beat around the bush.
Bush? It's Rona season, Bush season.
If we didn't have an Instagram, nobody would even know that we talk into a microphone as little as we do. True. But it's because we have almost 30,000 that people know and they want to talk about. They want to hear us talk.
True.
That being said, the one time you don't think when doing a poster, I don't think.
We're fucked.
We throw it out there. It takes our credibility and throws it right down the drain.
That's like the old saying, you're only as good as your last fire. It applies everywhere.
You're only as good as your last post on social media.
Yeah.
And you got to think about it. And like I said, it's your worst enemy and your best friend. And it's the same with helmet cams. They're great.
Right.
It's probably one of the best tools for training to have.
Right.
Because you're training on something you guys did. You'll sit there, oh, well, you know what? We could do this better. We could do that better. But you know what? We did a hell of a job here. We did a hell of a job there.
But next time, don't do that.
Exactly. But the problem is...
Somebody comes out, leaks that
10-second clip of somebody doing something that they aren't supposed to.
I'll bring something up. I watched a helmet cam of mine from a fire in the area. Mm-hmm. And went in on a line. So my... You know, I didn't have a tool. I went on a line. My tool is the line.
Okay.
All right. So, you know, at that point, I'm one of the later guys in. Still, you know, good fire attack, whatever. The problem I had was eventually there was a report of, a report of a kid missing on the second floor. And there's people saying we got contact, visual contact of the kid they're looking for. Rob, no tool. Rob make open with foot and shoulder. It's not nice. It took, and like for me, I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, it's a good video, it's a good video. Then I'm like, oh, shit. Listen, we're a human. You could, you know, let's be real. Every person out there in the fire service world is not perfect. Everybody wants to say, I always got the hook and can. I always got a halogen. I always got a bar. I always got a this. I'm always the guy that puts in the right spot. You will always learn from everything you do.
Yep.
You know, I'll date it back to the fire Mike was talking about.
The thing that matters is you just have to be professional when you're out.
Right.
That's it.
There's a quote that everyone here has seen. It's a Chicago fire chief. You know exactly what quote I'm talking about. Something like, we respond to 1,200 calls a day. You know, what does the community expect when they call us to respond? It's five professional guys every time, not five assholes just getting off a truck.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what it has to be.
Right.
You know, it has to be that. You know, sometimes we do things that, you know, we know we shouldn't. Sometimes we do things that might put us in a little bit of a sticky situation that, you know, listen, we all can sit here and say it, you know. Sometimes your balls grow a little bit, your wiener moves in your pants, and you think you're a little bit better than you are. It's, I don't care who you are. Everyone can agree that it has happened at some point in this table. Maybe not you, Mike. I know you haven't been in a fire yet. But
son of a bitch.
You.
But at the same time is, I'm just going to check. At the same time, it's a learning experience. And you have to be able to take the good and the bad. And I don't care who you are. I don't care what happens. If someone says something to you that you fucked up, you have to take it.
Yep.
And you go, and thank you.
Thank you. And learn from it.
It's almost a disservice if you don't. Say, like,
if you see something that somebody did wrong, it's a disservice, because you know what, the guy can do it.
And if you didn't say something,
and he can get hurt,
exactly,
and it's worse, get someone else hurt, like I said, that won't be on you, but everybody who knows, you'll think about it.
That's what I'm saying. One of my senior guys, when I started, said that shit to me. He goes, I don't care, you know, yeah, kid, you're the new guy, but you're a nerd, you're into this, you whatever, you're a buff, but you gotta teach, don't be quiet, teach what you know, or at least talk about it. I'll break your balls, I'm gonna put you down.
Yeah.
But something you know that I don't know may save both our lives.
Yeah. Right.
And absolutely. That's, again, that's why we flow and vent. Oh! But I want to talk about Mike's second fire.
Oh, little,
about garage doors little, and how they come at you quick.
Oh, boy.
Little explosion.
Yo, let me tell you something. That was an experience.
Rob thought he was dead.
Let's tell everybody what happened so they can paint a picture.
For the record, I had no idea this went down.
So, for the record. Let's paint the picture of what was going on.
All right, so this is
the scene.
Everybody's been watching the Last Dance. The Last Dance and Air Jordan flying. That was Rob on the driveway. Bro, it's good.
I know, I just thought.
Anyway, back to the story.
Whatever, yeah. Let's paint the picture.
There was a fire on the very close.
Oh, Jesus, there's a fire.
Yes, there's a fire. So I responded in as a chief. Go up to the command post and I say, what do you need? Go meet up with the operations chief. Go to the operations chief. What do you need? Get inside. No problem. I go, anybody check the exposure yet that the fire was extending to? Anybody home? I don't know. I'll go check it out. So I feel that a safe location in front of a... townhouses,
yeah,
right?
I was just saying,
two-story townhouses. With a picture, if you could go door, garage door. Everybody's seen that kind of build somewhere.
Every other,
So I go, I check the door, nothing. I'm like, all right, I got some smoke, but nothing really. It's all residual following the soffits and moldings of the exterior in my mind. Take a knee in front of the garage door. I look up, like everybody's buff Facebook post, there's always that picture of the fire coming out of the ridge or something, or out of a soffit. I'm like, all right. I see the first line. That was the first line?
First line.
So first line just made entry.
Were you on four or the tanker?
Four.
So he was
you were first.
They were just getting inside. Because I pulled up
in...
Well, let me finish. So I pulled up. So I'm walking up. I'm taking a knee, doing the whole... Let's put the mask on. I got the heat straps on. I got the whole textbook, the buff quicker mask up going. Bro, my hands are up above my head and just boom. I look up and people are like, oh, it's a chaos, mass chaos. I'm like, I'm cool. Something just happened. Maybe a tire blew up. I look at the garage door. They're like exploded.
Yeah.
Have you seen the pictures?
Yeah. The pictures are it's going to happen. They're going to start blowing up. There's rumors that it's in the county level. It's everywhere. It's something to learn from, though. There's a lot of debates on whether it was a smoke explosion, whether it was a gas explosion. Listen, for me, at the time, I had no odors. I had no smoke when it happened. So maybe it was a void above the door that pushed it. Looking at the forces, out of the three panes of the... garage door, the top two were most damaged, the bottom one really wasn't, so I'm starting to believe a little bit that it may have been the void above the garage that created that force.
It's weird,
but you don't know.
Talk about smoke,
because
smoke
then you look, right.
No violent, most smoke explosions, you see, there's a violent smoke explosion followed by some sort of fire venting, or at least more smoke venting.
That's what I'm saying.
This one wasn't.
It was like this.
Explosion at all. It was
no odors, no nothing. And it took out both garage doors. Which are two separate units, which is technically, exposure. However you look at it, it's either exposure 4 and 4-1 or D and D1. So, that's a cool pool party going on over there. it was an experience. And then right after that, like a champ, you masked down and went inside, followed the line and opened up, threw a mattress out a window and ended up on a roof.
So salty.
But,
Woke up the next day with black and blue on.
Yeah, let me tell you, my shoulder, I thought I had a tattoo like Mikey.
You guys been on more roofs than Santa Claus over here.
Don't forget TM.
Oh, gosh. So, anyway, your story that you wanted to continue, sorry. Your experience with it?
No. First line.
First line.
I was lucky because I was at the firehouse doing work.
Right. And we've been in those units. Several times over the last couple. It's just like it's a unit you always go into.
Are they newer?
Nah.
Those aren't. The newer ones are like on the other side.
Yeah, those
they're
are
actually
like,
three. They're three levels. They're not
how old
new
are they?
Though.
60s.
That old?
I'd say 60s or 70s.
That's when they sold that property.
Yeah.
It's whenever the deli was built.
Yeah, you're right. The deli's old.
So maybe 70s.
I'd go 70s.
Late 70s.
It's got the
late
70s.
Late 60s, 70s. It was something to experience. I mean, listen, I'm glad I'm all right. We're all that heebie-jeebie shit, but it was cool.
I gotta say, though, the apparatus placement, that fire was excellent, too, I thought.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
You know what? I have to say, thank God that our mutual coordinator was actually the first one to arrive and confirm because he was buffing it. And he...
Listen, you see a smoke.
No,
but
you see
a column. See a column.
It's a fly.
Two towns away. No. You're gonna fly. I don't care who you are.
We all did.
We've all done it.
But he was the one that called in. The second department that was there.
But that's
that was
resourcing.
The mutual aid.
Using your resources. Yeah,
but you know they wouldn't have been there otherwise.
I don't know about that.
Okay,
it's not,
I don't know about that.
Well, I thought overall that was it was after that happened, I think it kinda the urgency got more at that fire after the explosion.
Yeah.
There was more urgencies. I think more lines ended up being stretched.
One thing I do want to bring up, and this is not a hit it hard from the yard thing.
Spaghetti.
Spaghettis. But to just looking at, like, from recalling the... When I was up there and I was looking at what was on fire, to me, I saw the...
Up where? On your roof like Santa Claus?
Santa Claus? No, when I was...
On your back looking at the sky because you just got blown over.
When it looked like Peyton Manning at... Super Bowl 48.
Hold on.
When I was looking at the building,
hold on.
What I remember, everything was roasted.
You switch your mouth, I'm talking.
You,
Daddy's here.
Daddy's home. No.
That's why we call him the Godfather, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we
no,
call
but
him the Godfather.
Looking at the building, Mike's going to ask, that's why we got a lot of wind. They're like, ah, ha, ha. But looking at the what was on fire, right? To me, initially, it looked like the doorway, the entrance doorway was roasted.
Yeah.
Fire. Second floor, the window just broke. Fire was getting in. You've seen videos on YouTube of guys painting the exterior. And just I want to explain this a little bit. You hit that quick and then go inside and then finish. I'm not saying hit it hard from the yard at all. But I'm just saying, like, what if you darkened down the fucking exterior rolling? Because would it have made a difference? I don't know. We don't know. Like, maybe that flame that was following the cornice, not the cornice, the soffits of the gutters. What the fuck? Hold on. You don't know what... Oh.
Oh, no.
He doesn't know what a cornice is.
Oh, no.
You might... Oh. Ladies and gentlemen,
this
Magic Mike over here doesn't know what a cornice is. But I'm just saying, if it was darkened down, right, initially, quick, paint the exterior of the unit that was on fire, would that flame have traveled to the garage that I was in front of and possibly ignited? You don't know. I'm just trying to break this down in like a scientific methodic method. You know? Scientific methodic method.
Scientific.
Scientifically.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, that's what I like about fire service. Big pool party over there. Big pool party. But that's something I want to think about. That's what I love about the fire service. There are so many variables and so many ways to look at stuff that people are like, no, brother, you got to get in there. You got to get mean. Yeah, you know what? That works a lot of the time. But... just things to think about. There are so many variables and exponents or whatever you want to think about.
Talking about a transitional attack.
I'm
talking through it. I'm talking through about it. Like, you know what? That's what I'm saying.
Well,
you have a darkened
choice.
You
have no choice.
But here's the thing.
Here's to be our firehouse, you know, two rigs.
Two. Huge.
When we were pulling out, we had the other rig that was going to be right behind us.
Pulling out, but they weren't right behind us.
Because
I made it between. But that's what I'm saying. Expectation versus reality.
The point being is
You knew the rig was coming in.
It was coming in, and we knew we could get inside to try to see what was going on before it got any worse.
Touché.
I would not
did
have
you knock it down from the outside? Or at all?
No, they went straight in. That's what I'm saying. They went
so
old school, boom.
So what ended up happening was...
through the garage?
Through the garage,
into the unit, up and above.
We didn't even realize because of how bad that the fire was on that front side. We thought that was one condo for a hot
second.
They went into the next one. They're like, oh, wait, this isn't the same condo.
The whole alpha side was rocking.
They figured out, oh, we can get into the garage. And we went through the garage up and it was...
How's the kitchen inside?
It was smoky. It was fucked.
You know,
it was
a little smoky, took the feet on the second floor landing.
Your fire was smoky.
That's what I let. Let's jump back to that.
Your fire,
like I said, don't get me, like, knowing what I pulled up on it, I'll be sour. I wish I had the opportunity to go inside.
You know what?
Because that was a good, charged
up,
fire.
Yeah, we masked up outside. You know, we made, you walked in the front door the way it was.
Stairs went up from
weird.
The A.
Yeah. So it was the way it was partitioned, that was weird.
Hasn't changed in 100 years.
I know. But we made it up the stairs. We made it right off the front door, right off the side.
Right.
Stairs. It had a landing, and it had a
five
full 90
up.
Degree
yeah.
90 degree turn.
Right.
And that's where it wasn't bad. It was smoky, But it wasn't bad till we forced that door.
And to the apartment.
I mean, yeah, by force, it was unlocked. It wasn't locked, but, I mean...
It was standard, not crazy.
No, we opened that door, and it was charged. There was some heat in that room, too.
That's what I said. I watched. I was like, damn it.
There was some heat in that room, too. And, you know...
Well, at least you made it there.
Chad, when I pulled up, it came out to the street, and I was like, oh, we got a fire.
When we opened that door, who I was with, he went straight. I went to the right. We knocked out the surge. I found the stairs going to the third division, the attic, which looked like to be.
But here's the other thing. Building construction. That's a balloon frame, old school, 2.5-story wood frame, all typical.
Old school.
So.
It helped. It.
Yeah, 100%.
We're lucky it didn't rock the attic if it got in.
And that's what got me. I was like, oh, I know these kind of buildings. It's, you know, it's where I predominantly have fires in the recent years. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is going to be a burner. This is, you just know from building construction, you're like, shit. But again, like you said, you were in the right position.
Everybody was there.
I would have been officer.
Everybody was there. This poor bastard.
I would have been. Let's give him the shout out for breaking his back on a tree.
He would have been on the line. He would have been the knob.
He's an arborist now. But
lucky to be here,
laying in a hospital bed watching the audio.
It was another one of those fires where it wasn't textbook, but it was textbook.
Right.
You know, the first
training.
First new engine. They secured a water source.
But again, I'm not trying to toot my own horn. Yes, I'm on the wrong channel. But you listen to the tapes, you hear me say, you know, boom, take the hydrant in front of this street, lay in, make space for the truck.
Yeah, you did everything.
You always, listen, I like when we've operated together, we've had the opportunity to do that once or twice. It's textbook. Like, we know who's going to do what, right? But as command, I'm starting to believe you, how do I phrase this? I like it when... Mikey, you pull up, you're the chief, you got command, and you know your trucks are hitting both a hydrant, the truck's setting up, blah, 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 blah. But to give him a little bit, not to reiterate, but to confirm almost over, you know, I don't know what I'm trying to get at. I know we're all confused looking at me like Rob's an idiot. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to say, hey, hear me out. Like, you've heard on the air, we got a fire alarm, grab the meter, grab this.
You want them to realize
and you trust to in know them what still. They're doing. Right.
90% of the time they do. But at the same time, is you're just verbally, by saying what you're saying, you're almost confirming without confirming that they know, you know. And so, listen, you'll get guys who will, like, you know, who will go to fires, who will sit by that radio and go, well, chief didn't tell us to hit a hydrant. We're not hitting a hydrant.
Or you have the guys that say you'd said something, and you never said it.
Never said anything. Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, bro, we're all going to listen to the tape together. Where did I say that?
Right.
Maybe lay off the cue so you can hear the radio.
I'm just saying, from
an operational standpoint, it makes a difference. Right? Well,
the cue pin?
Well, if you can't hear the radio,
oh, that's small.
It's a two-way street. Either, hey, chief, what did you say?
Listen, we've talked about this.
Jump off the rig and break your neck on a headset.
Well, he might at this point, the way he is going. Listen, we've talked about the cue, and we've talked about the siren, and we've talked about all that shit before. And listen, you're not going to change somebody who fucking has the heavy foot syndrome. Lead foot. Listen, there's lead foot drivers, and then there's lead foot sirens. And
two lead feet?
Yeah, and if your siren doesn't have a pedal, maybe your wrist slaps against the pedal up top. It does make a difference. You're 100% right hearing something. But that being said, at the same page is almost if you've listened to – if you're driving, say, the third, the fourth, new engine.
Right.
And you're listening to the fire and, okay, they have secured a primary water source. There's a secondary water source. We got three lines coming off one engine. You know, if we need to, we could pull off. There's another one. You know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to sit there and go, maybe I don't need to lay 1,300 feet of large diameter hose.
And
secure a hydrant in another town.
Why not?
You don't say.
But the thing I'm about to say is you have to be forward thinking.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter if you're volunteer or career. If you're not forward thinking, it's
Well, you got to be a little bit ahead of the game.
They didn't tell me that the truck gets the address. They didn't tell me to put the truck on the outriggers. You know, it's stuff like that where, you know, you want to believe that these guys are just going to do it.
Right, but you still got to guarantee, like, not guarantee, but listen, and that's the other thing.
So I'm all for, you know, Chad's my first dual officer. Chad knows, you know, he's a lieutenant in my town. Chad knows that if you're rolling first due to a structure, you're passing a house, you're pulling the line off the rear.
Right.
You know, we have another 100 dead. God forbid we have to do a lay, or we call the backyard stretch if we have to extend it. We have that. Yes, Chad knows all of that. Me as the IC, I know Chad knows this. We know we're doing 31, you know, 32.
You still
got
to give 32 tactical commands. Yeah,
32,
maybe that's the word.
You're coming, 32, you're coming off the rear. It just confirms it.
Yeah.
The only time or something like that's going to be different is I'm there first and I go, Chad, you stop before the house. Stop before the house. Chad now knows. Oh, it's coming off the cross leg.
Yeah.
It's coming off the side.
And that's why,
no,
like,
I don't run front bumper
for mine
attack lines. I only run front bumper car fire.
For
you
mine,
have an attack line on your front bumper.
Yeah, for mine. You know, now thinking about it, a first floor fire, we could have used a bumper, but that's why I said right away, just pull off the rear.
No, but
it's a minimum 300 footer. You can extend it.
Second floor
plus the topography. You had a hill. The house was on a hill.
My thing is, you know what? I'd rather be safe than sorry.
Agreed. I'd rather have too much and have a little spaghetti. Yeah.
We can work
with it.
You can pull hose out of a house. How the structure like you?
What are you
have,
talking about, hose?
Well, listen. I know you're a connoisseur of the engine company these days. But using your fire, you know, it was a second floor residential. Your primary is going to be 1 3/4.
Well,
2 inch in your town.
2 inches because we're better. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. In our towns, it would be...
I agree. Inch and three-quarter for the record. I'm an inch and three-quarter guy.
Okay, so you know what?
It's funny we just had this conversation.
Yeah, the line, you know, you have a 250 pre-connect. Yeah, okay, you're only going to need 100 foot of it. Okay.
Pull some
of the fuck out of the house.
Yeah.
Pull it out of the house. No, I'd rather have a spaghetti somewhere than
in
the fire room. I'd rather have plenty of hose than sit in the doorway of a fucking room on fire going, we can't advance in after we're knocking someone to death.
It's like this just happened.
You know, but it's just tactical. But it all forwards into forward thinking.
Yeah.
You know, for years, I'll tell you this for years, 200-foot pre-connect off the back of my truck. 200-foot. We want to go more. Fuck you. 200-foot. We really want to go more. Hey, guys, go fuck yourself. 200-foot. But then it finally got to the point where it was, the officers were on the same page where it was forward thinking. We added that 100 dead.
Uh-huh.
Has that 100 dead been stretched off the truck for a job yet? No, it hasn't.
But it's there.
But it's there.
And that rig's equipped with it.
Now you're fire. You can't make access to the Alpha side. Can't do it.
Right.
We'll use my house. We're sitting on my deck right now. We'll use my house. You can't make access to the Alpha side. Where are the other two doors to get to my house?
In the rear.
That one and that one, because my garage door doesn't have a door that leads into my basement.
Which I want to bring up a new point. We were discussing two things I want to kind of discuss in a nicer way. Is let's bring up interoperability again.
Okay.
Right? So, that fire, a topic of conversation.
His fire. Or yours?
His.
Okay.
And also mine. Something to think about. So, his company and my town run 2-inch line.
Mm-hmm.
You run 1 3/4.
Mm-hmm.
You run 1 3/4. All right? You guys know that. I know Chad knows that. I know Mikey knows that I have 2-inch. I know you have, and you're from there. I know you guys know that. You're working. You're not coming in for this fire that I have. I need to extend a line. Something to think about. Yes, the threads may line up.
They will.
The threads are going to line up.
You're going to go.
You're going to extend a line from my truck with your hose?
So let's say we're operating.
Because, you know.
Hear me out.
You're talking a quarter of an inch, though. You're talking minimal.
I understand, but
I'm
just trying.
Talking about that, though. Like,
I'm thinking. Why not keep
fire.
It the same?
Listen, because you know what? You're never gonna get a town. You're never gonna get a town to keep it the same.
Everybody has their opinions.
Everybody has their.
I'm
opinion.
Chief this year. I want
everybody
fucking 20
inch. Everyone has their opinion, and listen, you have. It's your opinion, so you may bring valid points to the table.
Yeah.
You know, Matt might sit there and look at me and go, "Mikey, 2 inches is the way to go." End of story.
Right.
That's what he thinks. 2 inches is the way to go. That's fine. Because you're never going to get everybody on the same page.
Right.
You can't get your entire department on the same page. How are you going to get 15 mutual aid towns?
People get upset when you buy a hat for everybody for free.
How are you going to get 15 towns to Everybody, the first but line you pull into a building is going to be red. Fuck you, I like yellow. Fuck you, I like green. Yeah, no, fuck you, I like blue. You're never going to get everybody to agree. That being said, the interoperability isn't... It doesn't need to be...
But at least train on it. At least you have the awareness.
But what is there to train on, though? Think about it, though.
So what I'm trying to get at...
But let me finish. Think about this, though. Your fire. I'm going to use your fire.
Send it.
3-5.
Yeah.
First do.
Yeah.
Hit a hydrant. Yeah. All the lines came off that.
Yes. I designated it. I stated it. That's my attack pumper.
Okay.
Right.
Perfect. You did. That is the attack pumper. My engine shows up.
Yeah.
You tell my engine, secure work source, pull a second line.
Off of my squad.
Exactly. That is the attack pumper. My engine's not going to show up and pull a line off that truck. What's the point? Unless there's physically no more discharges or hose on that first pumper,
right.
Then you need more water?
Not likely.
But that's what I'm saying.
But think about it.
There you go. You said it.
Then you could reevaluate. But at that point, we get to 3-5. There's no hose left.
But
what's the interoperability? Now you're just using one of my lines.
Touché.
Don't get me wrong.
I think what I'm trying to get at is that if you're in a place with multiple companies, like you, perfect. You're telling me that ones and twos, what if twos was running two-inch all of a sudden?
Because they're not going to.
So what you're talking about is...
Shit. You're right. But you know what I'm saying?
The problem is it's never going to... Him? Yes. 100%. It's a 30-square-mile town.
Yeah.
We're large.
Huge.
But think about it, though. You can literally get in a fire truck and go, we're going to a fire. How long is it going to take us to get there? 26 minutes.
Yeah.
If it took me 26 minutes to go to a fire call, you know what I wouldn't do anymore? Go on fucking fire calls. I'd like to be done with the fire call in 26 minutes. Whole thing. And that's responding back up in it. It's different in every spot you go.
And that's what we've always talked about.
My town. 2.1 miles.
Huge.
Two companies. We all know why there's two companies in my town. It's three. Not really. There's no point to it.
History, baby. History.
It's history, but it's because of the train. Company 2 didn't start till I think, 68.
Whoa.
But every engine is set up the same.
It's the best. But that's what I'm saying. It should be like that.
The problem is
when
you have a department so big
hold on, even though it's one department, I'm going to rescind.
It's five departments
rescind and rephrase. At least have the basics the same. Maybe.
But how can you do that?
Going back to what Mikey said, you're talking about trying to do interoperability with too many chefs in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Even though you're all one department, you've got several different companies that make their own decisions.
But how can it be interoperability? Because think about it, though. Just physically think about it. You got ones as first due is you're running a regular 15, GPM, 500-gallon pumper, standard attack pumper, boom.
Right.
Twos as first due is a 2,000 GPM, 1,000-gallon calves engine, Three's first due is a standard pumper. Four's first due is a tanker. Five's first due is, I guess, that fucking mini
brush
thing.
Truck.
But think about it. You can't get all the lines to be the same.
Yeah.
It can't happen. So, yes, they're one department, and everything's got to be...
But they're very different.
But they're very... Exactly,
and,
Matt.
And that's...
So, it's just, when you how's it by where we used to work? Similar setup?
That's different. They're different because it's all similar zoning.
Where the malls live.
Yeah, you don't work in the malls?
No, I do.
No, I said
he
doesn't.
I
don't.
You do.
It's different because you're talking about a town that's similar across, the entire
town. Are you growing a mustache?
You're talking about another town that's got, mountains up over here, but suburbs down over here. And then a hydrant problem over there. In that other town, you've got hydrants on every freaking street for, 15, 20 square miles. And their first two engines are, from what I know,
all of a sudden the EMS guy's got a lot of fire knowledge behind him.
He's a fireman.
Get out of here.
I know.
Listen. As far as I know, their first twos are all pretty much similar.
That's two. I'm wearing a Ranger shirt.
That's two.
Shout out. 10-3 graphics on the sweet memorial shirts.
But
what you're talking about, the difference between those two towns is...
Well, actually, I got it.
Not terrain, but, geographics.
Hold on.
It's simple.
But so what do you do in situations where companies you know, whether it's left side, north, east, north and west, and east and west, are responding simultaneously. And are, is it just, are we just going to keep reinforcing, like, we have all spoke about the training aspect of it?
Listen, at the end of the day, in my eyes, as Matt, and Matt's point was 100% on, at the end of the day, in my eyes, I don't care if you, I don't care if you show up in a 3,500 gallon a minute tanker.
Huge.
Or a brush truck. Small. You're still a fire, exactly. You'll know how to climb a ladder, you know how to pull a hose, whether it's 1 3/4 or 3 inch. Am I wrong? Did they teach you that in fire school? Mm-hmm. You've done it twice, bud. Okay? You've done it fucking twice now.
Yep.
Have they taught you that every time?
Valid.
What do you, what, is, what do you use at work?
Fire one and two.
Yeah. What do you use at work? What's your
inch and 3/4.
Okay. Volley tap.
Twos.
At the academy.
Inch and 3/4.
Can you pull a 2 inch?
Yeah.
Then what the fuck is the problem? Okay, at
it's
work.
Heavier.
At work.
It's
ladder one is a heavier. What?
Tower ladder.
Ladder two is a
ladder
what?
Tower.
Ladder two is a what? A tiller. No bucket, right?
Correct.
Can you climb them both?
Yeah.
What the fuck's the point?
Wow. On today's episode, Rob's finally been schooled after 2.5 years of the podcast. No.
Listen, I know what you're saying.
But you know, but I think maybe I'm trying to address
when
the
you have so many chefs in the kitchen, like Matt said, you can't
do
you're
it.
Never gonna get one big bowl.
I understand what you're saying. You want uniformity across, you know, an entire department.
Happen.
But when it's that big, that spread out with that many different challenges.
You remember how hard it was to get everyone on board with 2 inch.
Not even that.
For fucking
not even that.
High
what about
high
what
rise.
About career towns down south?
I don't
you
know.
Have, you have, but think about it though. You have massive cities down south
that is all different.
That are all different because you have your city guys, and then the same guys who wear the same gear as the city guys are
in
out
the
in the
suburb.
Boons,
yeah,
riding
okay.
one engine, and but they're still they
mean,
still
like,
work
still
for
the
that
same
guy.
Time,
like Manhattan and Staten Island.
Think about that.
See,
no,
that's a good point.
It's different, but look, you go from high rise
department completely
to 2.5-story wood frames to
you're not
an area
be,
like this.
You're not going to be running
and you
like
gotta cover
20 high rise
you know,
packs
win.
Off
so,
an engine
and it's valid.
Staten
it's,
Island.
But still, it's still a good conversation to have.
It's a very. I'm not saying it's not, and I'm not saying you didn't bring up a good point.
Drink.
It's just yeah. It's just something that you'll never
accomplish. Ever.
God, look at the mustache talk.
Mash, hey? We're, you know what? We're gonna get a picture of just a stash. That's gonna be the cover for this episode.
Just a stash.
You might have to get a Sharpie to darken it in.
Oh, it's his first time.
Maybe we'll catch a fire and the feed will fill it in for him.
Well, what else can we talk about?
So much going on.
Talk
this
about
sucks.
The fucking Rona.
Fuck Rona.
Modified Corona response at the beginning. You know,
modified
limited cruise.
We're still doing it.
Yeah,
still
doing we're in it.
Yeah.
So
we're
are we.
With two guys in the
but it
yesterday.
Depends on the call.
Absolutely.
Full structure fire.
I will agree.
Structure
fire.
Yeah. You load the truck, unfortunately. But
where do you draw the line? We had, what, a smoke showing the other, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Well, I was hard.
And it was like...
What the fuck didn't you call me?
It was a chimney job.
That was like a
but
month
it was
and a half
absolutely
no,
nothing.
Why
no,
you not calling
no.
me?
Because it was
but
a tiki torch.
But where do you draw the line at loading the trucks for a possible fire? Or okay, we're not sure.
Guy just, running for fucking.
I'm just
fire administrator.
I wrote
understand.
A bunch of stuff
that,
down
that,
to
that,
talk about.
But that's
today.
that's my thing. I send two guys in. My truck is
No. Send two guys
my
in.
My trucks are still going out five guys on five
yeah,
guys.
See,
so in the
four.
Beginning, we cut down to four guys in the back. And
no,
you
not
gotta,
even,
no
yeah.
four guys total.
And
total.
You got to, you know, spread
my,
out
my
and whatever.
Guy, my trucks are still
but
going
But if it's
door.
A full, you know, blown out the windows,
I need
guys
people.
Are piling
so,
in and
so
it doesn't
my,
matter.
So when I made my response, it was, listen, here's what's going to happen. If it comes in as a structure, extrication, smoke... It don't give a shit.
So
that we this is not this is nothing's happening.
Yeah,
if it comes in as a regular alarm, you know,
Corona
five,
response.
Yeah, five guys, six guys.
Use
I don't
your
care.
Best judgment.
I don't care if you put six guys on the rig. Okay, but two guys are going in the house, an officer,
mm-hmm.
and another guy.
No.
And I'm one of those towns
yeah.
where I, you know, I don't want to toot our own horn, but I got to give credit to my borough and all of them because we were very proactive. You know, that disinfectant liquid came out. You could ask Rob. I had a backpack within a day.
Yep.
I had 55 gallons of that within a day. Every time my guys go out, it doesn't matter if it's a case, positive, negative, a thought.
Always.
Two guys that two guys
every,
are going to house,
call,
they get sprayed. The truck gets sprayed.
Yep.
My
so
town.
Exactly what we
my town. Now, I haven't been as busy during it. Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays. Everything. No matter what.
Down.
All five trucks out. Every set of gear is sprayed. All five trucks are sprayed. Put back in. It's a serious fucking thing. I mean, Rob, you could attest to this. You know, unfortunately, you lost a guy. You lost somebody you know. You know, we lost a chief in our mutual aid. But at the same time, we can't live in fear of it. We can't let it stop us.
You still got to go to fucking court.
We do our job. We do everything.
Volunteer or not,
you take care of yourselves. You take care of the brothers. You take care of the residents that you swore to serve. But at the end of the day, the house tones drop. The pager goes off. Your whatever it is. When it's time to be a fireman, you have to go be a fireman.
Agreed.
Plain and simple.
But my question is, yes, two guys in, whatever. If you get possible chimney fire, nothing showing, blah, 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 and there's potential, are you still putting 5, 6, 7 guys on the truck?
100%.
Are you,
I ain't manpower.
Use your best judgment.
100%.
Look, we'll put it that way. The last three fires in this area, what put fire out? I'm going to say it, manpower.
Fireman put fire.
You know, yes,
Firemen
no, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you always heard, oh, I could do it with one guy and the perfect timing.
Listen,
No, bro.
I don't...
Quick manpower response puts fires out because guys do the jobs. Yeah. Lines in service, opening up, fucking searches.
Lines in service, ladders on the ground, trucks in the air, pumpers and pump put fires out.
Yep.
But what do all those have that they show up with?
Firefighters.
Plain and simple. So I don't care, you know, if it's an activated alarm, I don't even care if my guys have 5, 6 guys on the rig. I don't care.
But when it's going.
Because you know
when
what?
When it's going, it counts.
Exactly.
That's what you need.
And listen, I'm full bore. I understand there's some towns out there that are, the chief will check it out. If it's nothing, we're not going to roll. If it's not, we're not going to do that. You know, I get that. But on the same time, if you have a dying volunteer department, that you're barely getting 5 guys, you're getting 5, 6 guys out a call, period. Now, Mikey over here is the chief. Engine 1, stay in quarters. Ladder 1, stay in quarters.
The guys don't want
to
come
out. You ain't going to get them 6 guys when, possible smoke in a house when the chief rolls up on scene and it's blowing out the back door.
You talked about this a few episodes ago. You know, you show up to activated alarm and you got crawled out of bed and you went on the call and then you come back 20 minutes later for the smoke showing.
I think the problem
and they left you behind.
Yeah, exactly. That's guys being lazy.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Now, unfortunately, it's different because you don't want to expose anybody because you don't want that. Please listen, we'll all say it. God forbid one of your guys came down positive.
You lived through it.
I did. You would be beside yourself. Did he get it from somewhere
and
I sent him?
And you have no idea.
And you have no idea.
Because you don't know where
he's been other than the call.
Or
who he's been in contact with.
Yep. But at the end of the day, you still got to go on calls. You still got to train. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the toughest thing right now.
Well, that's killing
because remember,
there's no training.
It's still technically, it's still a requirement that you have to train.
You have to maintain, but you have to maintain at
a social distance now.
Yeah.
Not social distance.
How can you do our job socially distant?
With a mask on.
You honestly, you can't.
Exactly. I could train with a mask on.
You could train with a mask on,
but the 6 feet apart
I'm going to say this to you right now. This is the closest thing.
When do you work next? Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. You go to work Sunday. You're on one, right? You're on engine 1. I know. Your lieutenant looks at you and goes, we're going to stretch lines today.
We do it. We've been doing it.
Exactly.
You have to.
You mean the guy who's backing you up isn't going to be on your ass?
Backing you up?
Now,
what town are you talking about, son?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The one where they moved you to the engine. That's now, okay, you train, you know, you're pulling the line. You're training with your mask on and everything.
Right.
Now you get a job. Your mask going to be on next to your lieutenant while your mask is up at the front door?
Nope. I agree. Oh, but that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say, let's transition to this, to slowly open up. Or listen, we ain't gonna go back to quote normal.
Not for
ever.
Not months. For
this is a new, no. This
months
new world.
I hate that new normal.
It's
shit.
It's bullshit.
It kills me.
But I'm saying, listen, we want to do a drill tonight. Hey, don't bring all 30 guys out tonight. Bring 10, and if you can, could you do another 10 tomorrow? It puts more on us, the officers.
It
sucks for some of the guys.
It's a strain that's strenuous because not every guy is available on every other night. Maybe
they're
only available that night, but you picked your 10 guys.
But can you open that opportunity?
What do you do for the guys that don't feel comfortable training right now?
That electronics could, training sucks, man.
But what do you do for the guys that could be at risk? You know what I mean?
I know. It's tough. There's a lot of good platforms and guys and other companies and speakers that are putting training out, but it's completely,
it's
completely different than that. Like I said, after our fire, a lot of guys came up to me and were like, hey, I think we did a good job. I was like, you know, you do the typical pat on the back. You actually did a good job. And they're like, hey, we need to train more. We need to keep dropping lines. I go, I get it.
Can't do it right now.
We can't right now. Unless you want to go out with three guys and do it. Four, maybe five max. Or follow the state or the county rule and say four. Okay. But everybody's got to be exposed. But that's what's good about...
The problem that you turned down to is that, okay, you know, the four you go out. What's the not even that. What's the guarantee that
those four show up at the fire together?
Absolutely.
What's the guarantee that there's not six other guys on the truck who haven't dropped a line in 2 years?
Yep, right.
Yeah.
It's
hey,
just,
as long as you don't stand in front of... Hey, let me tell you something. As long as you don't stand in front of my truck and stare at me for 45 minutes during a fire, you get a gold star, okay?
It wasn't me.
Wasn't any of us.
Because I stood by my own firehouse.
Hey, they put you out for an engine when you're a truck on my car, right?
It's a Quint.
Quint, correct. I requested the Quint.
Does it have a pump on it?
Quint.
You didn't send anything.
I told you, listen, again, well, no, bring that up. Actually, good conversation. Thank you, Chad.
Oh, Lord.
When you request a cover...
You with something to the table, huh, Bubba?
No, but I'm saying, listen, my thing... Yeah, the stash is salt. The salt thing coming out. And then he gets bored, you'll...
Whoa.
Mikey almost died.
Almost went over, boys.
When Chad needs ideas, he just licks the stash and salt pours out. But I'm just saying, think like, something to think about.
I just borrowed some from you.
Oh,
squeeze out my. But I'll give you that. During our fire, I did say the next alarm assignment to stand by in your quarters. Now this is something that's weird with me, and I'll be straight because I think it's more valuable to have. Cover companies, let's call them that, staging cover companies, whatever you want to label them as, closer in your district, right?
Yes.
But with the Rona, it's like, and I think for me, I pulled a muscle, I'll be straight, a muscle memory, what's been going on, that's what you hear on the radio. Hey, second alarm fire, third alarm, staging your building. I understand it was a recommendation, but now you think back, you're like, third alarm companies are further than my seconds.
Yeah.
My seconds are tied up.
They're,
it's still
him
a 10,
and I had this conversation already.
It's still a 10-15 minute drive for you guys to come back from where you're coming from.
Exactly.
But my personal belief with this is, when I say I dropped two bells in my tongue. You know, I got a fire. I dropped two. My third alarm is coming to my firehouses.
Right.
I don't consider them... I consider them cover / staging.
Yes,
correct.
Because now if I call for my third alarm engine,
they're
my
there.
Third alarm ladder...
An extra unit, whatever.
You're coming... We'll edit that part.
Your neighbor said hi.
That being said, if you stand by in your firehouse, like you guys just said, it's just a further ride.
Like, you're there.
I mean,
but that doesn't
mean a ride
I
from
hate
me to you
to do
for a
it,
fire
though.
Alarm somewhere.
But I get what
town.
He's saying because you're concerned you don't want the other guys coming into your firehouse.
Exactly. Why not make it a central location?
Right, well, that's what we were talking about.
It's going to be uncomfortable because you're sitting on a rig for an hour, 2 hours.
Hey, we're
going
to go park at...
But
your staging area is going to be this
the high school,
super,
the,
this
high,
shopping
the high school,
the high school. Go there.
The municipal parking lot.
Get a porta john, set it up there
instead of the fire.
You can get do whatever with the funding for that.
The problem is though
the logistics.
It's the logistics with that. You can't just designate.
That's why.
Area.
But do you pull? Do you pull? Hold on. Hear me out.
For each town, absolutely.
Hold on. Hold on. Slow down.
We'll use my town.
What if
you use?
Probably use
the high school.
Yeah, probably
not borough property.
Hear me out. Hold on.
Okay.
Time out.
Next one.
For those that can't really hear well, Chad's getting schooled by...
And that's what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
In a time of a fire, you know, fire comes in at midnight. Yeah. My engine, my second one, go to the high school.
Yeah, but...
The problem is...
September, school's
inside. But you could use your firehouse, just don't let anybody inside.
Yeah, which is happening.
Yeah, which is happening.
So,
but
hold on.
It's
time out.
Like, you know, what's the point?
What if you pull like a... The brothers across the river move, you request the additional alarm assignment, and you put them a block away. Yeah, traffic may be tied up in a different location, but they're
what's
active.
What's the difference between putting them a block away and putting them in a parking lot? They're still not fighting a fire.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this right now, and this is just me, and I'm not trying to be an asshole, but if I was on your third alarm, and you called me and said, hey, I don't need you at my fire, but I want you to sit a block away so you can hear everything and basically smell it and see it. Just let me know how it goes.
Yeah.
I tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, no. We all would. We all would. Period.
You know what I'm saying?
But, like,
if
it's such
we all stood by at our firehouse for an hour.
And don't
hour
get me
and
wrong. Like, that's where
standing by your own firehouse.
Like, you're still gonna do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
but
it's just a ride. But that's what it comes down to.
I want
to
cut the ride down for the guy.
Is now you know? Oh, things got bad. I need your Quint.
Yeah, you're still 15 minutes away.
Exactly.
You're hauling. To try to and
now the only difference is you got guys at the firehouse.
But now think
so
about
you're
it,
talking.
Yeah, but it's
okay,
still time.
You're talking a quicker response time, 100%.
But still,
but now you're thinking about okay, you got a guy in the driver's seat. You know, we need that ladder here now. Now you're amping this guy up. Maybe he takes a turn too fast.
Yeah,
you're putting things. You're making situations that don't need to be. You're putting situations out there that could possibly be worse. Make it worse if you get what I'm saying here. The situation could go from bad to even worse, and you're not even at the fire. You know, now you have your own situation.
Right.
You know, so. Well, I know all I can say is fuck the corona.
Yeah.
Well, going back
fuck
to your
corona.
Going back to your comment on like the school parking lot or like a grocery store or something, from my side of it being
what
EMS.
What the fuck was that?
That was the table. Was that loud?
after the explosion, any
concussion over here?
Mike, your doors.
Any kind of bang, Rob flinches a little bit. What happened now?
Taking it from my side, as far as like EMS, when we stage somewhere or we're answering a call or whatever, I've had times where we meet up with ALS in someone else's parking lot that's not where we were. And security will come over and go, can we help you and whatever. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
We're working on something that's an emergency. If you have a problem, contact the local PD. So, you know, if you want to send an engine to, you know, the local supermarket, you know, in town,
that's
and
one
have
thing
them sit off to the side.
I don't think
it's one thing
these
to
businesses
use
or the school would have a problem.
Sorry, I keep fucking with it. I know. That's my
with a, would have
it's like
a problem,
the magnets on the heat straps, the fast straps.
Oh.
Do I think they would have a problem? No.
No, but
and
there's always going to be that one person that
there's
complains.
Always gonna be,
there's
but,
always going
to
be that
sit there.
But if you've got, in today's age is what I'm saying, with the corona and you don't want other guys in departments coming into your firehouse or whatever, you don't know where they've been.
I agree.
Then send them to a parking lot.
To sit there and say, well, you're going to take this parking lot, you're going to rope it off, you're going to put a porter john
no,
here.
No. You're going to sit in the parking lot, dude.
And that's what you're
the guys
in the
on the fire scene aren't taking a leak.
You can walk around. You can walk around, but you're there.
Half of me, hear me out,
and I'm
personally
a firm believer, like, if I had one, and say I didn't need you, but I hop around a lot. Just go sit there. Yeah. Go sit there. You know what I mean?
Why not?
And that's what, like, I've always like. Oh, do you want your third? No, I want my third alarm in my town.
Yeah.
You want it close?
I want it close. God forbid something
happens. The proverbial shit hits the fan.
God forbid something happens in our town.
Some sauce.
Oh, is that from sauce? Is that saucy McSauce sauce?
That's Polish cook sauce.
Oh.
Are you kidding me?
You made empanadas. How'd you fuck that up?
Roasted in the oven. So.
I mean, that's this is basically it, boys.
Yeah, corona? I think
this is I guess this is how we end this.
I think
shitty corona.
Fuck Rona.
Yeah. I mean, we should probably do another podcast soon because people were mad that we didn't do one, huh?
I guess people like
two
this.
2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What? Let's reevaluate. Hopefully 14 days from now we're all okay.
We could put one out every week.
I mean, yeah, well, trying to get all of us into the same room.
We're missing one person.
Yeah.
Our.
And the sick thing is he lives 4 houses away.
He lives here.
Yeah, he lives 2 houses behind.
Did you not see him running?
I was here already.
No.
He's the guy I hit.
Oh, he definitely. It's not like he can run by here and be like, oh, no one's here.
Yeah.
Parked. Danny was running past us.
Asshole.
Did you not see him?
It's all right.
Chief Miller.
I think he had a doctor appointment today.
Maybe he'll get us a,
no,
a nice.
Well, then I got nothing.
Maybe he'll get us a nice microphone for us to record with.
I'm going there on Sunday.
All right, good night. Fuck
night.
You.
Night.